Welcome and God bless. Thank you for joining us on our Victory Outreach Church of Tacoma podcast. On behalf of Pastor Eric and Sister Jessica, we want to thank you for tuning in. For more information on the church and upcoming events, please visit us at votacoma.org.
James chapter 2, and today I have a message. I have a message on my heart that I want to minister to you, and what I'm going to talk about today, I believe, is a principle that you need to hold on to, and it's a quality that must be developed within every Christian. We're going to talk about some things today, so follow me. James chapter 2, we're going to read it in two different translations. The Bible says this: consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Someone say perseverance. Let perseverance finish. Someone say finish. You got to let it finish, amen? Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now, let me read it to you in a different translation. I like this translation a little bit better. It uses this word in the King James and in the New King James. It says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. In other words, a lot of different trials. Knowing that the testing, someone say testing, of your faith produces patience, amen? But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, not lacking anything. Let's pray one more time. Father, in the name of Jesus, work with me this morning. I ask, God, that you would communicate this word through me. I pray that you would minister to the hearts of your people and that you would give them a foundation block that they could set and stand on for the long haul. Father, we love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This morning, for the next few moments, I want to speak to you on the topic of patience. Someone say patience. This morning we're going to talk about not only patience, but the process of God. And briefly, I also want to speak to you about the important need of godly leadership. Now, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time speaking on godly leadership, but I am going to use it as a springboard for the message, because I believe that one of the greatest tragedies of our time is the lack of godly leaders. I believe that the world suffers from the lack of great men and women of God that are doing exactly what God designed for their life. Are you hearing me? There is nothing like a Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled believer that trusts God to do great things. When you look at the Bible, ever since the beginning of time, God has been in search for men, ordinary men and women, that he can raise up to be leaders in their time. Ezekiel 22:30 says, so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, but I found no one. See, the entire Bible from beginning to end is full of various stories and examples of God looking for ordinary men and women he could turn into godly leaders. Now, what I think is beautiful about the way God does things, how many are grateful that God doesn't do things the way that man does things, right? What I think is beautiful is that God's process is far different from the world's process. See, in the world, you have to have qualifications, right? You have to have a list of qualifications to do great things. But God doesn't choose people with qualifications. What he does is he calls someone and then he qualifies them to do great things. So this morning, that's good news, because you don't have to have qualifications. Listen, you don't even need to know the Bible from front to back. All you have to know is that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came from heaven to earth, he died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, and you believe him to be Savior of the world. When you believe that simple truth, listen to me, you are now entered into the family of God, and you are open to have a relationship with another person called the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, will teach you all things. So you don't have to know everything. Because there is a difference, listen to me, church, between worldly leadership and godly leadership. What may qualify us in the world, listen to me, will not necessarily qualify you in the house of God. You see, while the world focuses on the outer abilities and skills of a person, God focuses on the inner character of a man and a woman. Now, the problem isn't a shortage of leaders. The problem is a lack of leaders with godly character. Because there are a lot of people that can get things done, but what we lack sometimes is the godliness that it takes to fulfill God's plan. So listen, today what we're going to do is I'm going to talk to you again about the process of God and this quality that everyone must have called patience. Because whenever God begins to develop a man or woman into a godly leader, what happens is God will take you into a process, right? I'm sure that there are many of you, you've made a decision this year or last year or however many years to walk with God, but just wave at me if you realize that once you made a decision, I'm going to follow God, things got just a little bit harder. Somebody wave at me, right? Some people say, man, I choose to follow God. I thought it was going to get easier. Well, what happens is that there's one thing that you and I can't run from, and there's this thing called change, right? God says, come as you are, but he loves you too much to keep you the same. And according to the Bible and the scripture we just read, the Bible says, count it all joy when you face trials of many kinds. In other words, he's giving us some insight that, yes, you may love me. Yes, you're going to follow me. But I'm going to warn you that when you go through these trials, you need to learn to have joy in the midst of your struggle. I think that there are too many believers that they don't know how to smile. There are too many Christians that believe in God, but they're all disgruntled and mad at the world. Come on, somebody work with me. Because the Bible says we need to count it all joy when we face trials of many kinds, right? But what you have to understand is that when you made the decision to follow God, you made somebody extremely upset. Because you got an adversary. The person you used to walk with, you turned against. His name is Satan. Are you hearing me? See, when I gave my life to the Lord, Satan was upset. But I noticed when I was walking in the ways of the world, I really didn't struggle that much. My mind was deceived. I thought I had it all together. But when I truly started examining my life and I cut away all the bondages, I started realizing, man, I'm tore up inside. I started realizing that, man, there's something missing in my heart, and the very thing I've been chasing is the Lord. So listen to me. Many of you, you've made the decision to walk with God, but now God says, I love you too much to keep you the same. Therefore, I'm going to put you through a process of change. Now, the word process is defined as a series of actions or changes that bring about a specific result. And this goes for those of us that have been walking for a very long time. It doesn't matter if you gave your life to the Lord yesterday or if you've been saved for 20 years. Listen to me. At every stage, when you think you have it all together, God will throw you into a pit called process. Because he'll put you through a series of actions with the intent to bring a specific result in your life. Are you hearing me? When God is developing a man or woman into maturity, there are a series of actions or tests that he will allow them to go through. Now, the Bible says that God will test us. Jeremiah 9:7 says, this is what the Lord Almighty says, see, I will refine and test them. Zechariah 13:9, I will bring into the fire, someone say fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. God will allow you to go through the fire. Now, the word testing is a critical evaluation that determines the truth or quality of something. And you look at that word test, when you define it, it's a word called tsraf, which means to smelt or refine or to purge or to prove something's worth. Now, that word test, it depicts the idea of a metalsmith applying heat to some sort of precious metal with the intent of, listen to me, of removing the impurities from that metal. Whenever gold is being melted, the metalsmith will come and put gold under intense heat and intense pressure. And as the heat begins to intensify, The metal melts, but what happens is the impurities that were in the metal now rises to the surface. Now, some of you might be wondering, why am I going through all the things that I'm going through? Well, God is putting you through the fire, and all the impurities that are in your life are now rising to the surface. And the very thing that you were deceived or you maybe were unaware of has now come to surface. And God is now showing us there are areas in your life that I do not approve of. Now you either have to deal with them or be what I call a dysfunctional Christian. Right? Right? I grew up in a dysfunctional family. What that means is there were things that we did that we thought were okay, but was not okay. Right? Now, God is dealing with some of us. God is working with some of us. But understand this. God is allowing some of you to go through some trials with the intention of developing your character, because your character is linked to your purpose. And in order for you to fulfill that purpose, He needs to make sure that you have a specific character profile He designed for you way before you were ever entered in on this earth. There is a certain character profile I'm supposed to have. I'm not there yet. I'm still becoming. I'm still growing. I am still learning. I am still changing. I am still finding my way through this life with God. But what God will do is He'll allow us to go through trials with the intention of developing our character. Like the scripture we read says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work. See, this morning you have to understand that there's a specific test that God will take every person through. And this is the test of patience. Someone say patience. Now, patience is a quality, listen to me, that is detrimental to your walk with God if you do not accept or embrace it for your life. The lack of patience, listen to me, can keep you out of heaven. We're going to get into it this morning. Now, let's be honest. How many in here struggle with being patient? Amen. The struggle is very real, especially when you're trying to get somewhere and there's a detour. Come on, somebody. Right? The other day, I was on my way to football practice, and I was cutting it close. You ever lie to yourself about time? Some of you are laughing because you did that this morning on your way to church. We'll keep moving, though. However, right, there's times I lie to myself when it comes about time. I was cutting it close, and as I'm on my way to football practice, the way I normally go, the roads were all blocked off. And because I was trying to get somewhere by a specific time, the detour took me a different route, which now caused me to experience this thing called delay. Someone say delay. Now, I started noticing that as I started experiencing this delay due to this road work, I started to get angry. I started to get frustrated. Are you hearing me this morning? You have to understand this about patience. Patience happens when a person's expectations are not met or fulfilled on schedule. We as people are always pre-planning what things should look like. We have preconceived ideas of what life should be like. So when we experience a delay, we sense these feelings of frustrations. Now let me give you the definition of patience. This is heavy. You should write this down if you're taking notes. If not, get your phone out. This is good for you to write this down. This is the definition of patience. It's an ability or willingness to suppress restlessness and annoyance when you're confronted with delay. Patience is the ability, listen to me, and the willingness to suppress restlessness and annoyance when you experience delay. That's what it means to be patient. When those feelings rise up, patience will prove itself. Patience also means endurance, staying power, and even-tempered. Someone say even-tempered. Even-tempered. You know, people who lack patience normally deal with anger. Are you hearing me? Therefore, patience is something we need to pay attention to. Listen to me. Patience comes from the Latin word, which means to suffer. And in the patience test, God challenges a person to wait patiently or to endure hardship, listen to me, without complaint. It's here where God will test the true nature of our commitment. Because many of us, you know, will claim, God, I'll ride with you till the hubcaps fall off. 2 weeks later, there goes the hubcap. Are you hearing me? Right? But what God will sometimes do, he will put us through a trial where we will experience suffering. Listen, long suffering is a quality that every Christian needs to develop. It's something that our Lord and Savior dealt with, and it's something that you and I need to deal with. Listen, because we're suffering a little bit on this earth doesn't mean we walk away from the God who died for our sins. Right? Like, I've come to the conclusion years ago, like, I can't walk away from this life even if I wanted to. I don't want to. I did twice before. I've been walking with God for 18 years, and the first 2 years of my life, listen, I did good for 2 years straight, and in the second year, I blew it. Yeah, I wasn't always perfect. I'm still not perfect, but I remember I walked away from God, and I went on a binge for 3 months, and I realized, man, there is nothing out there for me. Some of you got to come to the conclusion, listen, some of you have this in the back of your mind. You're like, man, what would it be like one last time? Listen, let me save you the trouble. What will happen is, listen, let me save you the trouble. Because some people are like, what if one last time? One last time will turn into depression. One last time will turn into guilt. One last time will hold you captive. One last time, I'm going to go just to visit. Listen, sin will lure you and tell you, come with me. And you might get away with it the first time. You might get away with it the second time. But what sin won't tell you is sin will keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. We call that bondage. Are you hearing me? Where are you going to go? Some of you, what are you going to go back to? Listen, where am I going to go? I can't walk away. He's done too much for me. He's given me too much. Things aren't perfect. My picture isn't perfect. But listen, he is perfect. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to enjoy perfection. We have to learn to deal with hardship without complaints. Are you hearing me? Some of us complain too much, and we hashtag it on Facebook. Some people, I can look on their Facebook, I'm like, man, they're having a horrible day. Well, how do you know? All I did was I took on Facebook and I seen what they post. Are you hearing me? Some of us post things on Facebook because we want other people to hear. Am I speaking truth? To grow in patience means a person, listen to me, must bear pain or trouble, listen to me, without losing self-control. To grow in patience means that sometimes we will have to learn to bear pain, trouble, without losing self-control or becoming a disturbance to other people. In other words, me as a father, just because I'm going through it, I have to maintain a certain level of stability within my house. And just because I'm going through it doesn't mean that the whole ship has to sink. No, if anything, because I'm the captain of my ship, because I'm the captain and the head of my household, I might be going through hell and high waters, but I look back, I realize I have a family. Therefore, I have to remain afloat. Even if my world feels like it's falling apart, I have a responsibility to my family. Listen, some of you, you may not be married, but you have a responsibility. You know to who? To your friends that are not saved. You need to maintain self-control when you're going through it because they're watching you. And they might be giving you a lot of drama right now. Well, this isn't going to last very long. But let me tell you something. 6 months down the line when you're still walking, you're still trucking, after you've been through hell, after your world is falling apart, and you're still preaching about God, you're still talking about your Savior. Listen, they might not say nothing, but a year might go by. And guess what? You're still walking with God. You're still true to your word. You're still a man and woman of prayer. Guess what? Here's the best part. The friends that once made fun of you will be the ones that call you and say, listen, can you pray for me? Because I know your God is a miracle working God, because you're a miracle. I knew who you were, and are you hearing me this morning? You have to maintain composure in the midst of your struggle because other people's salvation depend on it. One of the greatest things that I was discipled and I was taught and I want to share with you, it's simple. Three words, changed my life forever. I want to share it with you. You need to learn this. It shall pass. Your struggle won't last forever. It will pass. The key and the question that I have for you is, can you maintain self-control in the midst of the struggle? Because like my sister said, the struggle is real. To be patient, listen to me, or to be impatient will reveal a lot about your maturity. Are you hearing me? What are signs of immaturity? You know, like my children are growing up right now, right? They're learning that they got to be on our timetable because we're the parents, amen? But those of you who have kids, you know that sometimes kids will throw a tantrum. Right, this morning I left early. I left like at 10:45. I went to Guitar Center. I went to Costco. I had to take care of some things for the church. And Eli came with me. And he was on his little iPad. And the boy experienced delay. Because I said, put the iPad under the thing. We got to get out the car. He said, what? Hold on. One more game. I said, put the iPad down. Put it. No, give me one more game. I took it from him. Come on, somebody. He threw a fit. And I said, you're going to listen to me. You better stop. I'm going to spank you. Come on, somebody. Huh? I believe in spanking. And then he got out. He's okay. And then he's walking behind me. He said, Daddy, I wish I didn't come with you. I knew I should have went with Mommy. It's funny and it's cute to an extent because he's a kid. But you know what ain't cute? When you're 30 years old, your pastor comes up to you and says, hey, listen, man, you got pride issues. Hey, you know what I noticed? You're always late. I found like the last month you've come, you have, who does he think he is? Sister Jessica comes up to some of you ladies. Hey, listen, can I talk to you for a second? Come on, somebody. Right? Are you hearing me? Let's not even talk about pastors. What about your spouse? Your spouse comes up to you and says, hey, you're grumpy. I ain't grumpy. Coming to church, I'm like, bro, you all right? Things are okay? Hey, in our church, I hate to say it, you can tell. Our church ain't very big right now. Like, if me and Sister Jessica are fighting, boy, either one or two things are going to happen. I'm going to put on a show. No, we don't put on shows anymore, amen? We real deal. I'll flat out tell you, I'm struggling today. Don't be surprised if one day I come up and be like, church, you need to come pray for me. My wife is mad at me. No, you know what? But let me just let you in on something. This is real deal. When it comes to marriage, let me give you, I'm not saying I'm the most mature man in the world, but I will say this. We fought many times before we've come to church. We got little kids. We got to get ready. We got to be here, right? Right? So there's times we've come frustrated, right? Maybe with each other. But patience and maturity has taught us we can't take it out on everybody else. Patience teaches us there needs to be a pause. And although things aren't right here, listen, we'll deal with this at home. But now we have a responsibility. And it's not fair for the people to experience the delay or the effects because of our struggle. So therefore, she does what she has to do. I do what I have to do. We don't act like everything's okay. However, maturity says, I don't got to wear a long face. I don't got to let all of you know what's happening in my house. What I'm trying to tell you is sometimes you will have to remain patient and develop the skill of maturity where you're able to maintain self-control in the struggle. Are you hearing me? I will say this. Did you know you can get fired for being emotionally unstable? Right? As Christians, we have a responsibility to maintain self-control. Now, I'll be moving quickly because I really meant I wasn't going to keep you here long. But are you getting something? The reason God will allow you to go to trials is not only to develop your patience, but he wants to develop your character. Someone say character. See, these are the old school messages where we deal with stuff, where we talk about things, right? Character is very important to God. Our character, listen to me, this is what it means. It's our moral or ethical quality. Our character is made up of our thoughts, intentions, desires, and actions. Character is who you are when nobody is watching. Who are you when no one's in the room? What do you do by yourself? Listen, as men and women of God, we do not compromise. Listen to me. The word of God, because of how we feel or because nobody's watching. I do what's right as right is defined by God, not because I got to put on a show. Yes, I act a certain way because, yes, I have a church, right? But no, I do what's right as right is defined in the Bible. And I don't veer from that. I don't care if my family doesn't agree. There are certain things I will not partake in, and my family knows it. Why? Because I love God. And I'm true to the word. We can't compromise because of how we feel or what we go through. We live in a world full of compromise, accepting the standards that are lower than desirable. Listen to me, you can't just become a product of your environment. Are you hearing me? Just because your job is crazy doesn't mean that you have to maintain in craziness. For some of you, I hate to say it, you might have to find another job if it's truly affecting your spirit. If your job is truly affected, if the culture in your job is so bad, you might have to find another job. Right. What does that look like? Well, Pastor, I got to pay bills. Yeah, everyone has to pay bills. We're called grown-ups. Come on, somebody. Right? What I'm saying is we might have to pray and start looking. But not because we're comfortable, we're like, oh, I'm just going to deal with it. No, God didn't call you to deal with an atmosphere that's ungodly. God called you to change the temperature everywhere you go. Are you hearing me? Like, listen, I have friends, like there's some coaches I coach with, they cuss. Yeah, we're a Christian organization. Some of them guys ain't saved. It's okay. But listen, I speak up. Hey, listen, can you not speak like that around me and the kids? Right? One or two got a little offended. I say, hey, you can get offended all you want. All I know is I have a child and we don't speak like that at home. Plus, we're a Christian organization. So I'm asking you, please don't use that word. Right? Now, it could have gone south, but you know what happened? Spiritual authority kicked in. I didn't say it all crazy. I just simply said it because I have a relationship with God. The Spirit of God is upon me. He's given me power to walk in. Therefore, I stand up for what's right. I don't just accept, hey, listen, this is... Now, granted, I'm not going to go... Listen to me. I'm not going to go to a restaurant and be all super Christian. Right? Right? Bar's right next to you, and people are cussing up. Hey, can you not speak like that? Don't get into trouble. You hear what I'm saying? However, there has been times... Listen, my wife has said it. There's been times... We've been sitting, somebody in the booth next to us, hey, excuse me, can you please not speak like that? And I'm like, yeah, what she said. You hearing me? Listen, what I'm trying to say is this. Don't just accept the environment that you're involved in. You can learn the skill of showing slight disapproval. Hear me. Slight disapproval. And you'll see how it'll change the atmosphere. Let me give you an example of slight disapproval. I had some people, we were around them, and I was getting to know them again. And they said a bad word, and I went, all I did was make a face like, and they were like, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Slight disapproval changed their mood. But I didn't have to come all aggressive, hey, don't speak like that around me, I'm a Christian. We don't gotta be like that. Slight, someone say it with me, slight disapproval, right? That's what I do with my kids, but my slight disapproval of my kids is a mean stare, right? Oh, don't do that, right? Learn to show slight disapproval. You'll see how you can change your atmosphere. Moving along. Kind of went all over the place. Are you with me? Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say, I'm gonna change. Amen. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We as God's people live with a different set of standards, and the standards is God's word. Listen, strong Christian character is the result of our heart's desire to obey God. When our hearts desire to obey God, we begin living a godly life. Therefore, we got to count it all joy. So I'll be closing here. So let me ask you, what do you do? What do you do when you find yourself in a season of testing? What do you do when you realize I'm impatient and God is working in me? Well, the first thing you need to do, listen to me. Number one, the first thing you need to learn to yield your rights to God. You need to learn to yield your rights to God. See, I am a dead man walking. I don't have rights. I gave those up when I gave my life to the Lord. Are you hearing me? Some of us got to give up our right to certain things, our right to be mad at somebody that hurt us 3 years ago. Although I asked God for the forgiveness of my sins, I'm a little bit different. I have a right, Lord. They hurt me. I know you died to forgive my sins, but I'm going to hold on to that pain. See, unforgiveness is a right that we hold on to. You got to give that right up because it don't belong to you. He died for it. So the same way he forgave you, he can forgive the one that hurt you. Are you hearing me? I'm not saying you got to be their best friend, but you do have to give up that right. See, some of us, the only reason we haven't gone to the next level yet because you haven't given up your right of freedom. We like freedom. We like doing what we do when we want to do it. But if you find yourself in a season of testing and you realize that the test isn't leaving and you're always under struggle, you're always under pressure, maybe, just maybe, God's trying to get your attention and trying to teach you, it's now time for you to give up your rights to me. Are you hearing me? What you have to understand about patience is important because listen to me, your relationships will be better when we learn to be patient with one another. And let me just say this, if you're called to be a part of this church, you're going to have to learn patience. Let me tell you why. We are in the business of working with people. You can't put unhealthy expectations on people. Listen to me, parents. I know you're on fire for God. I know you love the Lord, but be very careful not to put unhealthy expectations on your kids. The kids that hate church, that grew up in church, was because somebody somewhere along the line put unhealthy expectations on those kids. Like, and I would ask you, our church is small right now. So right now I can talk to you like family. But I want to ask you, don't put unhealthy expectations on my kids. Because they're the pastor's kids. No, my kids are kids. They act a fool too. Right? But what happens is sometimes we put unhealthy expectations on church kids. Listen, let's not hold them to a higher standard just because we had to go through some things. Let's love on them. Let's be patient with them. Are you hearing me? Let's be patient with people. Just because someone doesn't change on your timetable doesn't mean you give up on them. Are you hearing me? I was a nutcase. It took me 5 years to even get it. I was still cussing at 2 years. I was still doing crazy things. Listen, I'm not saying for you to do that, but what I am saying is somebody was patient with me. But that's the reason I'm so patient with people. You got to be patient. The other thing you have to know about patience, and Brother Eric, you can really come up to give them hope. The other thing you have to know about patience, the lack of patience is detrimental. Or the lack of patience can be detrimental to your walk with God. Luke 21:19. In your patience, ye shall win your own soul. The New King James Version says, by your patience possesses your soul. There have been many, due to the lack of patience, they have forfeited their right in heaven because they gave up too early. Heaven is a gift that you got to fight for. It's been given to me, amen? You got to fight for it. You've come too far to go back now. And lastly, our patience, listen to me. Your patience will reveal your real trust in God. 2 Samuel 22:33, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all those who trust him. The testing of our faith is meant to develop patience. There will be times where it seems like there is no way out. There will be times where you go through the fire and you'll question, God, where are you? There will be times and seasons you'll be forced, listen to me, to walk by faith. What I mean by that is this: you're not going to feel the goosebumps, you're not going to feel the emotions, you're not going to feel like smiling. But when you don't feel, that's when you faith it. And that's how you make it. We don't fake it till we make it. We faith it. There are many weeks I didn't feel like preaching, but by faith I did it anyways. And I realized when I stepped into my calling and I did what God, something welled inside. Listen, some of you have to step into your calling now. But you have to learn to wait. Someone say wait. Waiting on God means that you remain in readiness and in a state of expectation. Waiting, listen to me, on God is a working out of your hope. Psalms 27:13, I end with this. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait. As we all stand this morning,